Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. Diamonds, as we know, are produced through time, heat, and pressure. The situations in our lives not only position us for learning, but they position us for greatness if we will take the opportunity to evaluate the situations that have been allowed to occur in our lives. For several weeks, we've been talking and having some tough conversations. We've been really critically looking at ourselves. Hopefully, you've gone back. You've been with me since the very first episodes of Diamond Moment, where I gave you my story, my history, what formed me, what informed me, and changed my life 1,000% for the better. It enabled me to be able to be, to determine what I wanted in my life, and then to go about achieving, receiving, and including those things. I've had a lot of growing to do. When I say that becoming is a process and a process has stages, trust me, I am telling you the truth and I'm giving you my journey. Now, last time we were talking about, are you viewing yourself through antiquated eyes? Are you viewing yourself with an old vision of who you were as opposed to who you are? And many times the way that we view ourselves has been programmed in. I had the opportunity, and again, I've invited you to join me on Wisdom, but to speak to a group of people who are in the age group of 60 and over. And I asked the question, what does age is just a number mean to you? And then I gave my interpretation of that, which is without limitation, that sometimes people look at you and try to put you into a particular set that may not be where you are or what you see in your own life. Not being relegated to the booth in the corner in the back in the dark, but still being relevant in life today, having something to share, wanting to share something. And among the comments that I got was a younger person. And the term age is nothing but a number for that person triggered a well-known pedophile case of an entertainer, R. Kelly, and how he used that term, age is nothing but a number, in grooming the people that he had planned on taking advantage of. What that says to me is that when we hear things, when we see things, it can mean an entirely different thing to us than it means to someone else. And that began the thoughts on the way we view things generationally. While I was focusing on that concept, generational observations, a very prominent gospel artist, Kirk Franklin, that same day came out with a new video that he produced for a number of reasons. One, to show how God can move in your life and change things. And also to show how, or it showed how, he reacted to some extremely difficult situations that had arisen in his life. But what that brought me back to as I watched this very emotional video. If you have not looked at it, it is free on YouTube. It's about 38 minutes. The name of it is Father's Day, and it's Kirk Franklin, the gospel recording artist, very well known in many communities. Some may not know of him, but most do. He's done some wonderful songs that were played on regular radio as well as gospel radio. And so he's really well known across the board. And for most people who know him, they know that he has a story of having been adopted. So when we're talking about these really difficult tough conversations, being able to look at yourself. I've talked about this before, getting counseling, getting help for the areas that you feel as though you're stuck in or you're not moving forward in, not shying away from getting emotional or mental health assistance so that you can be the best that you can be. One of the things that he did, and he talks about it in the documentary, is that he does have a therapist, and he said he was the therapist's longest running patient. But as we looked at his story and as he began to tell his story, it triggered so many things that I wanted to speak with you about. It's going to take more than just one episode to be able to go through these elements. It's taking 6 minutes up to this point to just lead into what we're going to talk about. But I wanted us to really, if you haven't listened to his story, please do. It will give you so much clarity as we move forward in these discussions about generations and how generations interact with each other. Again, going back to asking a question, what does age is only a number mean to you? Having a concept in my mind of what that means, and someone from a different generation giving me a concept that I hadn't thought about before. So I can hear you saying, okay, Dr. Anita, what does that have to do with me? It has to do with how you have healed, what type of eyes you're viewing yourself through, what you were taught as you grew up, and how that formed you, your opinions, and your future. When we're looking at generations, and I'm going to just start here, there are several generations that directly impact who we are. The generation from the 1880s to the 1900s is called the Lost Generation. For those who are baby boomers, this is probably your grandparents or your great-grandparents. The next generation would be the greatest generation. These are people who were born from 1901 to 1924. Again, for baby boomers, this could be your parents. The silent generation, born between 1925 and 1945, for baby boomers, still is very possible that these people are your parents. For the baby boomer generation, born between 1946 and 1964, a large group of people who have a lot of influence and a lot of sway. But then we begin to get to an area of Gen X, and these are the children of the baby boomers, born between 1965 and 1979. We have the millennials, born between 1980 and 1994, Generation X, born between 1995 and 2012, and then the Gen Alpha, which are born between 2013 and will go into 2025. So why did I give you that information? Why are we looking at these generations? Because there are specific things that formed them and informed them from a societal perspective. So the Lost Generation, those people who came into the world between 1880 and 1900, again, these could be the grandparents of baby boomers. They came at a time when everybody saw the gunfight at the OK Corral, and that's what was taking place when they were during their lifetime, the Spanish-American War. The Orient Express, that old railroad, just started running. And then you have the Reconstruction period, the period just following slavery, but where things were being reconstructed and people were determining how life was going to be lived in the United States at that point. The next generation is the greatest generation. They were born between 1901 and 1924. Again, this could be baby boomers' parents, okay? And they experienced the Great Depression. Some of them were alive when World War I began. Next generation is the silent generation. Again, this could be baby boomers' parents, born 1925 to 1945. These are the people that experienced World War II, the Korean War, and began to see that struggle for civil rights. Next would be the baby boomer generation, born 1946 to 1964. They're familiar with things like drop drills, with the Vietnam War and protesting a war, peace signs, you know, make love, not war, those type of expressions. Black power became very prevalent and relevant to the lives of baby boomers, particularly those of the African-American community. Big concerts like Woodstock, you know how the music changed, the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and all of these things that were taking place in the generation of baby boomers. Then we get to the baby boomers' children, born from 1980 to 1994. They came in at a time where we were experiencing a drug crisis, where people were crack entered in, an increase in heroin usage, going along with scientific breakthroughs like Voyager 1 actually reached Saturn. Entertainers, people were being assassinated all the time. John Lennon was killed. HIV/AIDS came into being. The Gen Z, and came about at the time when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on, when Katrina was had hit, and we saw devastation like we'd never seen. Active shooter drills are taking place. We get to the Alpha generation, and this is where they came about, where active bombings were taking place. Nelson Mandela, a world leader, had been freed from prison and now died. And then we come into an era where Ebola and COVID has taken place. I'm not going to be able to give you everything this time, but you've got to join me next time, because when you look at the input that these various generations have played in our lives and how we interact with them, how we interact with people who came from this generation, we're very able to see how we view ourselves and whether we're viewing ourselves through these antiquated eyes that are no longer applicable for the time in which we live. We need to evaluate those things so that we can get an accurate understanding of who we are, what we need to do, what we need to be to replace, how to process the issues that have come into our lives in order to be all that we can be. Again, if you haven't listened to it, please listen to the Kirk Franklin documentary, Father's Day. You can hear it on YouTube. It is free. It's about 38 minutes. It's well worth it, because we're going to be referring back to his life kind of as a case study to see where we're going. Also, if you're not following me on Wisdom, please do. I'm going to be talking about it there. If you have not joined me on Fanbase, join me there. I will be discussing it there. Please visit the website at www.dranitamc.com. That's dranitamc.com for more information. We're going to be delving into some really tough questions. We're into some and giving ourselves the opportunity to really evaluate where we've been. I believe that where we're going right now has everything that we've done up to this point has led us to this place, and you don't want to be left out. Listen to that documentary. I want you to listen to it with, it's going to be tough. It's very emotional, but you can do it. You can press through. Sometimes we have to do what we've never done in order to have what we've never had. Again, this is Dr. Anita. Join me next time.